Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, your phone calls on the radiation waves now reaching California and the spiking in radiation levels and the attempt by the media and the government to whitewash it. That's coming up. I want to get our guest back on the next week for a full hour on the InfoWars Nightly News so he can commercial free during that segment for 20, 30 minutes, you know, really break everything down. But finishing up with our guest here today, he is a major whistleblower who's all over the news, Ian Garland, as somebody who did nothing, who they shut up because he wouldn't basically play along with the Fast and Furious program the ATF was acting like they didn't know about. What are the other points, Mr. Garland, you'd like to make for people on record? And I know you're pushing for open investigations of Fast and Furious, but we know what they did. We know the White House ran it. Go ahead.
Something that just doesn't make sense, you know. I mean, the police chief and the mayor, I mean, how did they not know the guns wouldn't be traced? That's what I can't work out. I mean, maybe any, you know, layman's person or maybe someone else might know, but you're talking about police officer, police chief. And I told him, I said, if these turn up in crimes, they will be traced, and you'll be in trouble. And they're like, oh, no problem. They're for us. We'll do the background check. I'm like, that's what I can't work out. That's one thing I haven't been able to work out from now.
Well, we know what was going on with this case and many others. Yeah. They were pressuring gun dealers, you name it, as fences or as rat holes. They would get other people to do it. The ATF would turn a blind eye to get the guns down there, and that's the only reason they came in and busted them was because you were exposing it.
Absolutely. There was one gun dealer I was with. We were doing transfers, and we decided not to sell to one person. And the ATF come in and asked about the guy, and I was right there, and we asked, is there a problem? No. Should we not sell any more to this person? Oh, no, he's not prohibited. Tell him what he wants. And they knew he was smuggling, too. I mean, good God, I mean, I just couldn't believe this when I read all of this. Like, thousands of guns go, something like 3,000 document firearms go, and that's not counting the so-called private sales by the so-called private collectors, which was legal. I mean, you're talking about tens of thousands of guns.
Did they get upset when you got out of jail early and began to win your case?
Oh, yeah, they're pissed. They don't want me to talk, Alex. I mean, I've lost my house. I don't even have a car. Yeah, my wife's 300 miles away, you know, having a hard time with things. My family and kids are down there. They're all split up. I mean, I don't have two pennies to rub together at the moment. It's just, you know, I hate to beg or tell you my hard luck story, but this is what they did to me. All my animals are dead. My beautiful 12 and 13-year-old cat are dead. I mean, that was my pride and joy, all my animals, my ducks, my turkeys. That were my pets. We have lost everything. Our beautiful house in Chaparral, that was going to be our retirement. Gone.
Well, let's talk about this. It's terrible how they burned you for being a good guy. Tell us about the Supreme Court ruling on your case, though. That's big.
Yes. I was doing some research, and I came across a case in the Supreme Court now saying about the store purchase. I said to the ATF all along, I said, sometimes I thought maybe they're buying for the cop. He's not prohibited, so that's not a straw purchase. And they're saying, well, yeah, that is a straw purchase. I'm like, that's rubbish, because if a husband buys a gun for a wife, well, that's a straw purchase. I've had many customers do that. If you follow the case of Garcia versus U.S. in Las Cruces, the ATF agent actually gets up there and says, a straw purchase is for someone who buys a gun for someone who can't, not someone who's legally allowed to own one. And that's what's in the Supreme Court right now. They're going back and forth. That
sure, it's the illegal intent to get somebody a gun who can't get one. I can buy my son a gun. Yeah. I can buy my dad a gun. He can buy me guns. I mean, my dad's given me probably 5 guns over my life.
And in their view, that is a straw purchase, and that's what's going back. Right.
Yeah, they want to make everything illegal, and the Supreme Court better not rule that way. Sir, give out your website one more time. We want to get you back on.
Thank you very much. My website is one word. It's fastandfuriousjusticenow.org. And I really appreciate it if anyone would read that and anything they can do for me.
Absolutely, brother. We're going to be talking to you again soon. Thank you. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
For joining us, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are into the third hour, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here. And then, of course, we return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. I'm going right to your calls now. Until the bottom of the hour, then I'm going to get into all the other news I haven't covered yet. We've got Dr. Busby, the nuclear and chemical physicist, joining us tomorrow over the major university studies and government models predicting that all the major runoff of Fukushima and subsequent meltdowns would begin hitting in early January 2014. We are now here. We are now there, and they are reporting and confirming with the County Health Department, Environmental Services, that their Geiger counters are showing exactly what citizens, scores of videos in San Francisco and surrounding areas are showing on the coastline. It's supposed to be a 14 on the digital monitor. We have all that broken down. That's the average ambient. It goes to 150, 200, 250, 300 depending on what area of the California coast. Well, we're going to go to Oregon. We're going to go to Seattle, Washington as well. I'm going to send my reporters in the next 48 hours out to San Francisco. They'll spend a day in and around San Francisco gathering data. Then they will go up the coast of California Thursday and Friday checking things. Into Oregon Saturday and Sunday. They will go into Washington State. And then on Monday and Tuesday, they will survey things there in Washington State and up to the Canadian border, and then return back here to Austin, Texas. And the reason I'm saying that is we're planning all this on the fly, and I had Rob do as I was going live here during the intro asking me the schedule. After the show, I will meet with the crew, and I will go over the schedule and what we're going to do. But we're going to have Jakari Jackson, Don Salazar, and we're going to have two of the camera folks, Josh Owens and others, are going to be there. We're going to have live feeds via Skype, live uploads and archived uploads to InfoWarsNews.com, to YouTube. We're going to have them on the nightly news showing what's happening at fish markets, not just in California and in Oregon and in Washington, but also here in Austin. I'm sending crew out tomorrow. We're not going to sit back and let the dinosaur media shut this down and not have this information come out. The local health department admits that they found the exact readings with their digital Geiger counters that citizens are finding. And it's crazy. You're 300 yards away on these videos, going up over the hill, and the radiation's already double what it should be. You go over the hill, it's triple. You walk towards the beach, it's four times. Boom, it's five times. Boom, it's six times. Boom, it's seven times. I mean, that is just amazing to watch this going on. And it's total silence. Obama said last year it's safe because radiation levels were already going up double. If he said it, he is God. And if you think Obamacare is expensive, you're a racist. And if you don't want to turn your guns in, you're a racist. And if you don't want to ship guns into Mexico to kill people so it can be blamed on you, you're a racist. And if you don't like being lied to and being deindustrialized, I was just watching congressional hearings with Harry Reid and Chuckie Schumer and other slime bags in the Senate. And they were busy. Oh, record unemployment, record. We're really in a depression. Oh, big government's the answer. They're doing it all on purpose. Cloward and Piven is just one of their strategies. These people are sick scum, okay? And they don't even care that Fukushima was built on a fault line, on a coastline with tsunamis, and is now sinking into the mud. Let's go to your phone calls. Dr. Davis, then Lorraine, then we're going to go to Billy, Paul, Robin. Okay, Dr. Davis says trained in nuclear warfare is a Navy LTD com. I'm not sure what that designation means, but we've had those folks on before. So, Dr. Davis, what is your take on all this?
Thank you, Alex. Retired as lieutenant commander. I was a dual designated flight surgeon and hyperbaric officer. I was backup flight surgeon for the Blue Angels, worked with SEAL Team 5 out in Coronado, had a lot of detours on nuclear ships. So I had the special training in nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare as part of my significant additional training that I had as part of my dual designation status. One of only 26 officers at the time that had ever gone through that extensive amount of training. So some people would consider me an expert. I don't consider myself an expert because, you know, that was not my primary job.
Sure, I understand, but you can certainly speak to it. What do you think's going on here? I mean, certainly this should be a news issue.
Well, of course. And I think one of the things that you've brought up in the past that I haven't heard lately is that every nuclear reactor in the world has a fingerprint. They all have a unique spectrum of alpha particles, beta particles, you know, cesium, yttrium, all the various things.
Very well said. You've got the county saying we don't know if it comes from Fukushima. They knew day one what was going on in the reactor by the different isotopes that were released. That's why they knew that plutonium had been released because of the isotopes, and they knew fission had occurred during that big explosion at the MOX 3 reactor, according to the physicist I had on. Exactly. So when they say they don't know, they're full of it. Go ahead.
But it may be that they would be like NIST. When NIST was asked whether any explosives were used in 9/11, they said, we found no evidence of explosives. And then they were asked, did you look? And they said, no.
Yes.
It may be the same kind of, you know, mismanagement, but I doubt it. I think that these people probably know absolutely what's going on, and they're simply not providing the public with this information. And it would be so easy to do. Any mass spec GC equipment at any laboratory worth its salt could determine those fingerprints pretty easily, and it's not difficult to understand where this material is coming from.
Well, sure. I mean, 2.5 years ago when it was first hitting us in high levels, all the universities picked up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 15, 20 times, depending on the isotope. They had a whole list of it, and suddenly the feds came in and they didn't release the info anymore. Well, the feds aren't God. We have a right to know what's hitting our coastline, and we have a right to, you know mitigating ways to protect ourselves. Like, you notice governments buying iodine but not telling the public to do it. Why do you think that is?
I think that they realize that there are certain people that are in a hazardous situation in their employ, and that they want to try and protect those people without having to basically tell the public to protect themselves. I mean, unfortunately, over time, I have listened and learned from you and many others. I do believe that we are under a genocidal operation in this world, which is sad to say. It was probably the most difficult thing for me to come to believe, because it just is hard to imagine. But when you understand the psychopathy of these people and what they're up to, it would make sense as part of the rest of the spectrum of all of the soft kill that they're doing simultaneously to us as a population, whether it's chemtrails, GMOs, or, you know, fluoride, or all these other things. Why not? Why not provide radiation? I mean, why not just one more, chip in the gun? I mean,
Well, that's it. I mean, history's full of the psychopathy that you talk about, or meaning the type of criminal sick mind, where they act the same. That's why criminologists are able to catch bad guys, is because these people are types. It's like good guys do certain things, bad guys do certain things. There's different types of good guys, there's different types of bad guys. They know how to assess things. And I'm getting chills when I say this, really bad ones, folks, because what you just said is so true. If you look at the mindset of these globalists, they literally fit the MO of demons, literal demons. Psychopathy is among the most difficult disorders to spot. The psychopath can appear normal, even charming. Underneath, they lack conscious empathy, making them manipulative, volatile, and often, but by no means always, criminal. They are an object of popular fascination and clinical anguish. And psychopathy is largely impervious to treatment. It is important to note that the vast majority of people with antisocial tendencies are not psychopaths. You know, they're sociopaths, or they have personality disorders. But when you get into really dark psychopaths, they describe it. And I've interviewed top psychiatrists, who, that famous lady, I forget her name, who's the one that's interviewed all the famous killers. For whatever reason, they talk to her. They're totally depressed. And like in hell with nightmares. And imagine demons attacking them. This is what you don't hear in the news, but this is in the deep criminology. Until they murder innocent people or do bad things, then it's like white light, and they're so happy when they're doing bad things and hurting people. So we see people lined up being shot by Nazis as horrible, but to the psychos doing it, it was beautiful. Hitler would go to the front when they attacked Poland and stay up for 3 days on amphetamines to watch through telescopes Stuka bombers burning and people jumping out of buildings. And he would get dangerously close up to the front lines because he loved World War I. He won the Congressional Medal of Honor, the German type, first class. The Iron Cross first class is their Congressional Medal of Honor. I mean, he was a, quote, war hero, because we all know in war, most people do it because of family, because of honor, because of history, because of instinct to protect, because they want to be real men. But that minority are in the military, probably 6-7% are psychopaths who think it's beautiful to torture and kill. Anything else, doctor?
Well, the one thing that I would add is that, and you've brought this up since you started your broadcast, and that is this DNA sampling that occurs at birth. And we now know that psychopaths are wired differently. Their brains are actually different than normal people.
It's genetic, and they can identify it. You know what? I'm going to skip this network break. This is too important. too important. I'm gonna, the only one I'm doing this week. I'm skipping too many of these. Go ahead and make your point. You're absolutely right.
I believe that they are self-selecting at birth. They're identifying people that are psychopaths. They follow them. They certainly have advanced technology, as you've talked about. And they would make overtures to these people at the appropriate times in their life to bring them in and to make them their minions, whether they want to make them part of an MK-Ultra type of mind control program or put them in various positions of authority and move them up the ladder quickly, place them in corporations, place them in military.
Oh, no, no, we know they do that. For 41 years, they've been secretly worldwide declassified. 8 years ago, via lawsuits that I helped initiate in Minnesota and Texas, I'm not bragging, a nurse 15, 16 years ago gave me secret documents out of an Army base. It was an Air Force base in San Antonio. And when I called the health department, they flipped out. But they take blood at birth, not for a blood test. That's all a lie. It's then put in global databases. And indeed, sir, they're doing that and beyond. They've had cases now where someone goes in to have a genetic gene therapy, and they go, sorry, the blood taken at birth from you in a case in San Francisco many years ago, was a famous case 4 years ago that came out, that this woman had been born 30-something years ago, and they said, you've got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for the treatment. We took your blood and put a patent in on your protein DNA structure, and now you have to pay us. So there's no doubt, sir, you're absolutely right. They have built a legion of doom. With psychological test and then DNA testing, they are building an army of Satanists, an army of devil worshippers, an army of psychopaths, an army of evil. How do you counter something like that? And then they're going to have robots and drones that will follow orders, and then the psychopaths are going to be dealt with as well. I mean, how do you face something like that?
Well, I think that, you know, you being a student of history, you will know that the one key weakness of every tyranny, and they all follow, as you say, an archetype. They all follow the same basic path. The one thing that a tyrant cannot resist is to centralize his power, because that allows him to completely dominate. He doesn't share power. He centralizes it. But that is the key weakness of any tyranny. That's why they always collapse, because the more dominating they become, the more powerful, the more centralized the control, the more easily it is broken, it is tapped into, because there will always be patriots. There will be people that will ultimately wake up, and they will realize, just like the people that tried to kill Hitler and assassinate him.
I was about to raise Operation Valkyrie, where they use the centralized system. We're on the same page. They use the centralized system of martial law against him, and it almost worked. And that's why tyrants get overthrown, is they always build the system that makes them unstable themselves. And even if it's patriots that overthrow them, other would-be tyrants overthrow them. Things then degenerate, and then patriots finally get a shot at things.
Well, that's where our edge is. As you said, we have the moral high ground, and we have God on our side. We have the tools to be able to win this battle. Unfortunately, it's going to have to get worse, in my opinion, before it gets better. But it's a battle that will be won. It's always been won in history. These guys just have more complex technology. That's all. They don't have any different mindset.
And they have a will to take power when the average person doesn't want to run people's lives. The average person is confident and happy and secure and a loner.
That's right. But these guys, they insist on having total domination, like I said, but that is their fundamental weakness. And that's what always brings them down. That's what's going to bring this globalist cycle of tyranny. I just hope, Alex, I hope that this time, when this cycle runs its course, that we will simply not go back and replace this tyranny with another, which we've done time and time again.
And we may not make it through another cycle because we've got such powerful weapons now. I mean, we can't let elites go crazy and marry their horses and dress up like werewolves and murder children at Roman feast Nero. I mean, we cannot put up with Aztecs chopping hearts out and druids sacrificing children. Psychopaths always tend to get control in society, and then they always demand total control. And it's a fact of the web they weave. Nico, one of our producers, was saying, if you ever want to go public with who you are and send us your info, you could be a guest sometime. You sound like a smart fella. And so we're going to get your info, Dr. Davis, if you want to be a guest sometime on the show and send us your info. God bless you.
I'd be glad to. Thank you.
You bet. Very interesting, smart guy. And that's what's so crazy. When you talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about and you know what they know and you know, we need somebody who's well-spoken and calm like he is. I start hearing this stuff and I know it. I start getting chills. I start getting upset because I'm not a psychopath, folks. I'm red-blooded. I love men, women, and children. I love progress. I love justice. And I hate these psychopaths. I want to crush them. And it's so horrible to see them run our whole society. And they don't even care if reactors are melting down and they're lying to everybody and everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And they run our culture and they're breaking up our families and they're turning men into little demons and women into Jezebel, arrogant people. I mean, it's just all the numbers are there. Not just what we see, the numbers. We're falling apart. And I don't like it. I was thinking about how I'm going to go to my uncle's funeral tomorrow in East Texas and how my dad's great uncle, Uncle Normie is what they called him. It was Earl Simmons, a big combat vet, World War II, whole nine yards, great guy out in East Texas. And I was thinking about my grandfather, Jerry Jones, and I was thinking about just in that plot, I think he bought like 14 of them. You walk by, and it's like every one of these people was like basically a war hero. Every one of them was a great guy in life. So cool, so nice, so smart. So many of them were like in black operations, fighting communists. And I'm just sitting there looking. Now my uncle shot down six times in Vietnam, fighting with the Montagnards. His main job was they took the best helicopter pilots and had them mainly deliver special forces. Of course, we never knew any of that until we dug into his army trunk when he was at work one time. Me and my cousin, he was so sweet, so smart, so good, so funny. Worked in Guatemala after that and other places and became a big Christian and got out of the system and was just a humble person that, you know, worked as a beekeeper and as a delivery truck driver and stuff like that. And just dead, boom, gone like that. And the last person on earth I thought would have, you know, be gone from us at 68. And I just look back on all these honorable men that are just lined up, and my grandmother and others that were great people. She was such a great lady as well. All dead, my ancestors there. And I think, what would they think about what the world's turning into today? And, you know, my uncle, William Forrest Hammond, we're going to go to break and come back with your calls. Everything priming me, my experiences growing up, seeing the police deal drugs, having family that was involved with the John Birch Society, being aware of how things worked. As I grew up, that's why I was on air by the time I was 21, almost 22. And then my uncle was that critical person there that really had the inside knowledge and who told me how stuff really worked. Just the 10 times or so, I'd go spend a week with him and my cousins at summer or... when he got injured down in Guatemala and got sent back up here to the hospital, he lived with us for a few months when I was, I was about 9 years old. And he was a big influence on me. And I want to be an influence on other people. I want to beat the tyrants. I want to be a good person. I want to go to space. I want humanity to be successful. I don't want a bunch of narcissistic, lying scum that runs our society. All these gangsters and thugs and con artists and scammers that just infest everything and then have accentuated a culture of decadence so that there's a criminal culture and no one resists them. No one cares to even lift a hand against them. And so they've just have been absolutely empowered to have the fake moral high ground. Look at Al Gore with all his global warming BS. You've got serious issues with our atmosphere from nuclear testing, serious problems with the biosphere. There is major weather modification. It's called geoengineering. On purpose, they're messing with it very destructively. Oh, no, none of that matters. Just pay money for carbon that's at record low in our atmosphere. Record low carbon dioxide in the history of the world. It's like, thank God we're putting carbon out because that may actually boost it. That's what the real studies show. Versus their carbon tax where they have the moral high ground and take over our society while ignoring thousands of real environmental issues. It's so frustrating as a culture to see this happening and to see how weak I am compared to the generation before me and how weak they were compared to the generation before that. And I'm not romanticizing these people. You couldn't have this level of tyranny here because old timers would not put up with it. And It's just, where are the men?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Holding long enough. Let's get to your calls quickly, and then we're going to get a report from downtown Austin in front of City Hall where there's hunger strikes going on over the fluoridation of the water that Harvard even admits is lowering IQ in children at least 10 points and giving them brain damage. The American Dental Association, American Medical Association, due to 90%+ of all EPA and FDA scientists, toxicologists, and doctors signing forms in 2001 and then a couple years ago again saying you need in an internal government petition to take this out. See, the average government person is not even bad, folks. They're compartmentalized. They're good. In fact, it's the government EPA, FDA people, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's true, are the number one ones trying to get it out, okay? The government's not full of criminals. It's criminals at the top that everybody compartmentalized. We're going to go to Leanne in a moment. But Laureen in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I have a feeling that the reason why everyone's hushed up about this is I was listening to these interviews by a Japanese scientist, Yoichi Shimatsu, over in Japan, that's been reporting weekly on the Rents.com news network. They've been doing updates every week for, I guess, since the whole Fukushima thing happened. And one more earthquake, they said that Japan is as good as gone and that you might as well evacuate all of California and the western United States. And you know that's not going to happen. So.
Sure. That was David Suzuki, the physicist, who said that about a month ago. And I have followed the reportage over there on Fukushima. It's been excellent. Anything else?
Well, the one thing that I'm concerned about, I've got a couple of points, is, you know, I'm up in Santa Rosa, California, about 60 miles north of San Francisco, and we are not being told anything. And same thing, I try and, you know, post readings to Facebook. I try and tell people, and they just kind of look at me like, huh, Wes, what are you talking about?
Well, that's because they're in a trance. Don't feel sorry. Don't be mad at them. Feel sorry for them. Because they literally are victims of mind control. You've got to break through that to them. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. And we're fighting the, we're one of the last cities that doesn't have fluoride in our water, and we're fighting it. So we don't want any more people put to sleep and poisoned. But anyway, down, you know where the Mavericks surf point is? Down by San Mateo, California. They always have the big surf contest there every year. There was a guy that posted on the Rents radio, I guess it's a radio show too, but about 5 feet off the ground, he was getting readings about Christmas Eve of 156 CPMs. And then he went back 4 days later and held the, I think, what did he use? He used an Inspector Plus Geiger counter 2 inches off the sand and got 412 CPMs.
So yeah, I know. It's incredible. And 400 would be like, what, 10, 15? No, like 20 times the regular levels. If 14's normal, what would 400 be? Thank you for the call. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Billy in California. Billy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for covering this. I think it's right now one of the biggest threats to the world right now is the disaster and the fallout from Fukushima.
But it's also psychologically, though, shows how much mind control we're under and how controlled the mainstream media is, that the San Francisco Health Department admits 5 times the radiation level and says it's no big deal. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, there is a video, and there's been videos out on YouTube. There's one in Huntington Beach where I live. I live in Huntington Beach, California. It's in Southern California, pretty close to the power plant in San Onofre. A video that kelp radiation testing in Huntington Beach, and it's spiking over 100. This was last year. Somebody is out there testing. So even in Huntington Beach in Southern California, there's huge fallout. I haven't surfed for a year. And if you're not taking the nascent iodine and you live down here, you're crazy.
Well, that's the issue, is that I was checking with medical doctors and others about giving my children the TheraSafe, and they said, you can't do that really long term. It's good if it's really high level, like it is coming in now, the next heavier waves. And that's why we sell the TheraSafe at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. I mean, it's better than nothing, but people need the true nascent so that it's more soothing to the body, not as toxic, not as raw, and it's a win-win. Then you fund our operation as well, but everybody on the West Coast particularly needs to be on some form of iodine. Check with your physician. I'm not going to tell you what to do, even though this is a no-brainer in the FDA and everybody says, you know, people should be on iodine. This is something people need to look into. The feds are getting it. The feds are on it. The feds are on it in the West Coast. The feds know what's going on, and they don't want the public to know because they don't want to create a panic. Well, in the old days in Europe, they did with Chernobyl. Even the old Soviet Union didn't cover it up like this. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I've been on it for 2 months. I mean, it was a no-brainer for me. I was an 8-year veteran in the Navy, and they taught us the benefits of iodine. I mean, it can purify water in a fetid stream. It can save your life, and I've been on it since you put it out. I've been a surfer, too. Like I said, I haven't been surfing for a year, and these guys are crazy. I can't believe they're out there surfing in that water when 98% of the ocean floor now is full of dead creatures, up from 1% before Fukushima.
You know, so, I forgot that headline. Areas of Japan and the West Coast have 90% dead. Guys, type in 90%. I think it's 90%. That's 98% of Pacific floor dead. Show that article and source from last week. Well said, sir. God bless you. We're going to go back to more calls after Leanne McAdoo's report. We're going to talk to Paul and Robin and then Drew and others that are patiently holding. There it is. Study. Dead sea creatures cover 98% of ocean floor off California coast, up from 1% before Fukushima, and that's from naturalnews.com. And if you scroll down at the bottom of the article, it'll have the source. I want to give people the source of that. I mean, I believe it. It's a very reputable site, but I want to give people the source. That's PNAS and Newswatch and go to PNAS. I believe that's a government organization or university. I forget exactly, but the point is that this is some pretty wild stuff. Deep ocean communities impacted by changing climate over 24-year and abysmal Northeast Pacific Ocean. And then it goes, oh, they're saying it's climate. It's the radiation. But let's now shift gears out of radiation for a moment. And the story that's on Infowars.com, Fukushima's radioactive second wave hitting California. Local officials with the health department in San Francisco say a 500% increase in radiation is of no concern. And they don't know where to find out where it came from, even though even somebody like me who isn't a physicist knows they can test the isotopes. And they can test the breakdown isotopes, and they can tell exactly where it came from because there's a listing of the isotopes that came out of Fukushima, as that the former naval commander earlier was saying. That's what all the physicists have said here. They know fission occurred there, Dr. Busby said, and 3 months after he was on, they admitted there was explosions. Not full atomic explosions, but fission. That was not just hydrogen explosions when those things blew 3,000 feet in the air. Now, Leanne McAdoo is in downtown Austin reporting for InfoWars Nightly News and the radio show today, live at 1:41 Central. And she came across this weekend folks down there with Fluoride Free Austin and others, and they're doing a hunger strike. I think they're in today 8 or 9 right now to draw attention to the fact that we've had medical doctors, scientists, top toxicologists, top professors like Dr. Conant come to the city council, and then they turn their backs and laugh at him, even though Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ. That's out of Reuters. Okay, so cancer, reduced IQs, and you go and say, get it out of my water, and the disgusting criminal city council, some of them are starting to listen, but those that are against it are criminal. They're forcibly medicating us with toxic poison. They literally will not respond. So these people are heroes. Leanne McAdoo out there freezing in the global warming. I need to pay more carbon taxes to Al Gore. How are you doing out there in the record heat wave? Thanks.
I'm freezing my butt off. My lips can barely move, but I can't complain because I've got a nice hot meal and a warm bed to go home to. These guys, I've been out here for 8 days. It's 20 degrees here today. It's going to be even colder tomorrow. And these guys are heroes. They're standing up to say, it's enough is enough. Why are you putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in our drinking water? So I'm standing here in front of Austin City Hall. It's a very busy intersection here in downtown Austin. Not a lot of foot traffic, but these guys are definitely making a big impact with their sign. They are on, and these guys actually aren't with Fluoride Free Austin. They are with Austin Fluoride Hunger Strike. So that's their Facebook page. You can find Austin Fluoride Hunger Strike. That's also the change.org petition.
By the way, we could change history right now if 50 more people came and joined them and spent a day with them every day, Leanne. We should send you out there every day for an update. And we should tomorrow, guys, find a 20-minute opening sometime in the show. We should send Leanne down there again tomorrow and tell folks to rally down there against fluoride. What's the time that's open? 11:30 tomorrow, 11:30 Central? 30 minutes into the transmission, because I just had the idea. Let's build it all week until Friday, and let's try to get 1,000 people down there Friday. Folks, you want the fluoride out. You want to stop paying $1 million a year or more for toxic Chinese toxic waste to be dumped in our water. It's not just hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's time to let the crooks that are in there know that we are standing strong. I want to see everybody go down there and support these guys, help them hand out their flyers, even if it's 10 of you folks. I want people to go down there in front of City Council, down off 2nd Street, down by Colorado right now, and then tomorrow, 11:30, come down and meet these great patriots and Leanne McAdoo. 11:30 tomorrow, we'll go live down there. I want to see everybody and give folks the exact corner you're at, Leanne, and then we'll talk to the fluoride hunger strike folks.
We are right at Cesar Chavez and Lavaca. So we'll be out here, Cesar Chavez and Lavaca, at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow and on till Friday. I want everyone who can hear my voice, come out here. You've got to let the city of Austin know that we're quite aware that you are slow killing us with poison in the tap water. And the more people we can get out here, they're going to have to report this. No media has come here to report on this. It's just us. We're the only ones out here. And these cars, they're not just going to hunger strike until Friday. They're planning on doing this until the 23rd of January when Austin City Hall, they're going to have their first meeting. And they're going to be on hunger strike, God willing, until the 23rd. And hope that we can get a resolution or get something. But basically, so you guys are just out here wanting to draw attention to the fact that they are poisoning our tap water and to just get people to sign this petition at change.org.
Give us their names.
This is Jason and Nicholas. So how do you guys feel? There's all these people driving by. They're looking at the sign, you know, and some of them are kind of looking like, what are they talking about? These guys are crazy to be starving themselves. How does it make you feel knowing that you're doing this for them?
I mean, it definitely feels good regardless of the reaction that we receive, because we know deep down that it is the right thing to do. And we are just hoping that just through awareness that more people join our side.
But a lot of people are supporting them. I saw a city truck honk in support. I mean, what ratio of support are they getting? I know most people are zombies and say nothing, but what ratio of support?
What would you say is the ratio of support of people? Do you have people really kind of showing you they're on board with this?
Yeah, I'd say it's about 5-1, positive to negative. We've had a really good turnout. We've had people bring us out water, tea from very nice people. Thank you. Hot cocoa, coffee. It's really been nice, the support we've gotten.
And so you were actually speaking with the city of Austin prior to going on this hunger strike. What sort of things were they saying to you when you asked them why were they actively putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water?
Well, they've been presented for 5 years, presentations at city council meetings and special hearings on the topic. So they're well aware of all the information. They have just failed to act. We really just gave them the press release that we were going to be out here and just made sure we had good communication with the police and City Hall to let them know of our intentions and be respectful in that matter. But really, we haven't had any conversation with them whatsoever. They haven't been responsive. We're in their front yard and they act like we're not here.
And so what's been their reaction here? It's day 8. You are out here in their front yard. Now what are they saying to you that you're on this hunger strike?
They're still pretty silent about it. We've actually been invited to participate in an international teleconference, and so we went ahead and extended the invitation to them to sit in next Sunday with us.
And that's an international teleconference for anti-fluoridation in the water?
Correct. It's with Fluoride Action Network.
And by the way, I want to say something to all the audience out there and repeat it to these guys. The reason they try to hold the line is we're defluoridating all over Europe, all over Canada, all over the U.S. States are trying to come down with state laws to make you do it. We're going to win on GMOs, on fluoride, on radiation, on everything. The same people that are the opposite of psychopaths, we care, we want a future for humanity, we are going to take control of the future for liberty and free will, and these people are literal Paul Revere's. And so I want folks to come down and support them today, and 11:30 tomorrow. There better be 200 or 300 people down there with Leanne McAdoo because I want folks, I want to make a big issue out of this, and I want to see even more people next week at City Council. This is an example for all over the country, but notice now, they're getting on radio shows, teleconferences, in the media. This is getting out in the alternative media that is the real media. Just like the radiation waves hitting California and the West Coast. No one's reporting it but us. Now it's national news thanks to DrudgeReport.com. We are the real media. We are the folks that want freedom. I get their take on the march against fluoride.
So what is your take on the march against fluoride? Do you think we're doing enough here in Austin?
I feel that there definitely has been a more
awareness been brought, and we do appreciate the efforts that everyone has made before us, and it has definitely helped us be informed as well. But the process in general is very slow, and people are still drinking this water daily, bathing in this water, and it's still in most store-bought goods. And we feel that slowness is causing us harm, and it needs to be done immediately, and this is the perfect time. It's a brand new year, New Year's resolution.
Well, I want to explain something here. 5-1 support, folks. Okay? Now, we're the majority. We pay the taxes. The little punks, the authoritarian eugenicists, that's what they are. The Austin City Council is a very high-level UN group of scum. They need to get on notice with lawsuits and a lot more. If you live next door to them, go over and tell them you want the fluoride out. We have to go through hell with filters not to drink this poison because of these arrogant jackasses that know full. And I have to know the mayor and others filter their water. I have to know folks that know them. They know what they're doing, and they're scum. And so get their take on that, 5-1 support. Why is the water still – why are they still doing it?
So why do you think there's still fluoride in the water? I know one of the biggest groups here that's trying to get a fluoride-free Austin, their first thing they're really just trying to drive is just get warning labels put on the water. But that's not going far enough, is it?
No. Even on their website on Austin, the government's website of the city of Austin, they warn against children under the age of 2 drinking too much fluoride because it will cause fluorosis in children. And the CDC knew this. They gave a leeway of 10% of children coming down with fluorosis, and that was acceptable. That is unacceptable.
Well, it's designed to brain damage them. Great job, guys. 11:30 tomorrow. We'll check in with all of you.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We'll be right back.
globalists would never admit the NSA was spying on everybody because then they'd have to have a debate about it. Or they wouldn't admit that they put the fluoride in the water to dumb us down, even though their own documents show that. The White House science czar brags about it in 1974 book he wrote. I mean, these are some really dirty, nasty people who think you're so stupid they do it in plain view because we're so simple-minded and so nice that they wouldn't do that to me. That's what they're doing. So if you want to get out of your zombiosis and get angry, I don't care where you are. You ought to start hunger strikes everywhere. These guys are out there in the freezing cold. It was like 27 degrees when I left the house this morning. That's cold for Texas, especially Austin. Everybody needs to get out there tomorrow, 11:30 a.m., if you're listening in Central Texas, and just spend an hour, spend your lunch with them to show the pigs. That's what they are, the bloated, insider, crony, narcissist, psychopath scumbags that have had all the scientists and medical doctors and everybody come tell them, and they won't take it out, even though it's very unpopular in Austin and every other city. Because if we ever start having victories against this, we'll learn we have power and we'll have victories on everything. They don't ever want us to learn that. Leanne, give people that call to action.
Well, I'm going to be out here every day the rest of this week at Cesar Chavez and Lavaca. If you care about yourself, your family, your kids, and you know that they are slow killing you with this hydrofluoric acid, and we're ready for it to be out of our drinking water, come show your support for these guys. Share your lunch break with them. Show your support by foregoing a lunch and sit out here with these guys. They're going to be out here till the 23rd. And please tell people where they can go to find more information and to sign that petition.
We have a Facebook page under the name of Austin Fluoride Hunger Strike. And there you can find the petition through change.org. If you need to Google it, Google change.org Austin City Council Artificial Fluoridation.
And every time you sign that petition, everyone at City Council is going to get a blast. Every time they're going to get an email blast that says, we're on to you.
Look, if you see that mayor at dinner or you see that mayor in a grocery store, you go over and get in his face. We put up with enough. Enough. You're hitting me with chemical weapons. And I'm sick of it. All right. God bless you, Leanne. Good job.
Thank you.
I mean, folks, live coverage tomorrow, 11:30. Be down there, folks. I mean, you should take it personal, okay? These dirtbags know what they're doing. They are assaulting us, and we sit here and take it. Oh, well, you're the mayor. You're the scumbag Agenda 21 government. We'll do whatever we want. The Harvard studies, all of it. We're right. You're wrong. Take it out. Excuse me. I'm getting really mad. Paul, we're going to do a little bit of overdrive and go to Robin and everybody else. Paul, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're calling in from California, getting hit by the radiation waves. Go ahead.
That's correct. Yeah, I called in earlier, but my phone decided to drop on me when I was starting to explain the physicists I spoke to Fukushima first went off, and they weren't too concerned about it, but recently spoke to them again, and they're like, don't go on the beach, and don't go in the water, and don't eat the fish. And I asked them why, and they said, well, because, you know, the radiation's pretty high now. So this is people who are extremely smart and know what's going on.
It's killing the fish and starfish because they eat, and it bioaccumulates and builds up.
Exactly. And, like I was saying, these people are extremely smart, and they're like, well-known in their fields for what they do. So they're coming from reputable people. It's like, don't eat the fish out here, and don't eat the sushi, which my wife and I have quit the moment we heard about Fukushima. So it's just good advice.
Or they need to certify that it, well, you can't get it from the Gulf. That's all toxic, nothing compared to radiation. I guess the Atlantic or the South Pacific. I mean, it's just the Northern Pacific, folks, is super bad news, and it just keeps getting worse. Thank you so much, sir. We're going to do a little bit of overdrive, talk to Robin and others. Some stations don't carry it. Infowars.com/show for the free audio video feeds. Follow yours truly on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and we have a Facebook. And get our story about the radiation out to everybody. It's on Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.